Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Train welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the fantastic videos and photos and all the great stuff that's there. And of course, the details about the healing we just did, remote healing for Commander, the German Shepherd, and the White House. That's all there. But, oh, Nathan, you got to look. You all got to look. I shared this week what I think is the best fall video of leaf piles. Okay, scroll down. And oh, probably is it, maybe scroll down some more. There we are. There's the whale story. And there, that's it. Play that video. Okay. Now, it's not just big, huge leaf piles with dogs flying into it. The human animals are in the mix, and it is the best video of humans and dogs piling in together. And it's just great. That guy just flipped his bicycle upside down. And we even got an old white-haired guy piling, diving into the leaves, and the dog's diving in on top. And it's just, I just think that's so wonderful, because that could be me and Robbie. Now, I don't dive into the leaves like these other humans are doing, but Robbie sure does. And gosh, to me and Robbie, for Robbie, it's the best part of fall. So... Anyway, if you want a real chuckle and want to see dogs and humans having great fun with leaves, go to Facebook and Martha Norwalk's Animal World. That's my favorite video of the week. And even we even get the girls involved. Oh, yeah. Oh, this guy gets dumped in, gets a piggyback ride and then thrown in the leaves. And a lot of yellow labs and goldens. Anyway, dogs love leaves. And apparently people do too. Isn't that great?
That was anyway, fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's the best fall video so far. So check it out. And gosh, we got another hour to go. At some point, we'll sneak in a little current events. We have open phone lines. If you are interested in getting a free remote treatment for you or your animal friends, we've already got one call lined up, but if you would like to get in line, you want to call in sooner rather than later in this hour, because eventually we have to cut off calls we can't take anymore, because we run out of time. Nathan just won't let us stay past noon. Sometimes I just don't understand that, but he just kicks us out. So we have to finish up by then. Anyway, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. So first up here, this one is another one of those cases. And this happens to be one of the ones that came to me first. Haven't seen these folks yet. I haven't actually met them. It's only been through messaging and phone calls. I'm going to tell you the story here shortly, but this is one of those ones where I knew immediately this was a case for me and Nels, that we needed both of us to do this. So I'm going to bring him up now, and then we'll fill you in and catch you all up. But we are going to welcome Kelsey and her newly acquired dog, Ruby, to Animal World. Good morning, Kelsey, and welcome to Animal World.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and delighted to be able to help you. Now, it's all right with you if I fill everybody in and catch them up to what's going on?
Absolutely. Yeah, please do.
All right. Now, if I get something wrong, you dive in and correct me, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
So yeah, first, this is one of those, okay, none of the rules work with this one, throw them all out, and we have to figure out how to save this dog real fast. So what my understanding, what happened, it was this last Thursday.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. And you were driving around someplace at night, I think you were driving, and you found a 1 to 3 year old German Shepherd mix?
Yes. I was driving home late at night, maybe around 12 in the morning from my boyfriend's house, driving home, no other cars around. And I saw this, I thought it was a coyote at first, but then I saw her face and I knew that she needed help. So I pulled off the road and
had a collar on, an old rope attached.
Yep.
You know, may have been tied up. Now, so she collected the dog and took the dog, and good on Kelsey. And then I think you went to pause so that she could be scanned for a microchip, which she doesn't have, and kind of checked out. And they are the ones that said, we think she's 1 to 3 years old. And it was apparent that she's had puppies before. So, you know, probably not a good history. Might have been on a rope her whole life and just, you know, making puppies or something. And then, but it seems pretty apparent. And then Kelsey did lots of work trying to find you know, if there was an owner out there, but nothing showed up. So probably the assumption is the dog was dumped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So Kelsey takes the dog home, and now Kelsey is living in her parents' home right now because she's getting ready to move into a condo. So temporary is with folks. Well, this dog needs a lot of help, because the first big thing is now she bonded really strongly with Kelsey right away, but this, it feels to me like this dog may never have been in a house or anything. Anyway, there's a big problem with separation. So you needed to know by the time Kelsey reached out, the dog had destroyed the laundry room. Then they tried to crate her, and she broke out of the crate, destroyed everything again. So then Kelsey reached out online and found me through an online service, and had a request, and I sent her back a quote, and she called me immediately and told me what's going on. And she would love to be able to, she loves Ruby and Ruby loves her and is bonding, but we have to solve these issues so she doesn't eat their house or parents' house before. So anyway, so I have spent time on the phone with Kelsey and kind of how did they start things, and, you know, not being a trainer or behaviorist like me, didn't realize it wasn't probably a good idea to try closing the dog in the laundry room this soon, or, and the crating thing without going, making sure she was comfortable in a crate and so forth. So not doing the laundry room anymore, not doing the crate, but we have Ruby in the bedroom with Kelsey. We got the crate in there, and I've been working with Kelsey to, she's starting to get her used to that. Now with Kelsey's work schedule, because she can't stop her life to deal with this dog, we can't arrange. We haven't been able to arrange for me to come and actually educate her and work with Ruby and do a session until the 21st, a week from the next Saturday. So it's almost 2 weeks out before I can even work with them in person. So I agreed to, all right, we'll just start your phone privileges early, and we'll get you through this somehow. But you got to connect with Nels, because, you know, we have to have this dog's nervous system reset if we got any hope in solving this problem quickly. So Kelsey got on it and contacted Nels online. And I believe you two have a Zoom session scheduled later this week.
We do. Yes. On Thursday.
Okay, so there'll be the first, you know, serious session that he does will be with Ruby on Thursday. But since the timing was so perfect and Dr. Nels are here on our healing Sunday, it's like, well, it's sure not going to hurt if we get Kelsey and Ruby on the show, because Dr. Nels can reset her at least once now. And can you imagine the emotional trauma that poor Kelsey has been through? Because she's the one that found the dog in the middle of the night, and she's the one that hasn't been sleeping and is trying to, you know, has upset her whole life to try to save this dog. So I think a little session with Linda will be helpful for Kelsey as well. So is there anything, did I get everything kind of right, Kelsey, and anything else you want to add?
No, yeah, you got everything perfect. She's, you know, I mean, she's a really sweet dog, and she's been adapting fairly quickly, but I mean, yeah, the main thing is just, yeah, somebody has,
and
to,
we've got to hopefully be
time.
Able to confine her. Now you've had the crate in the bedroom.
Yes.
And you've been, you know, having her, she's been going in and out and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So, and are you making more progress there with that?
Yeah, I've been beginning to put little crates in her, or treats in her crate, so she'll go in, and as long as I stay in the room with her, mm-hmm. I can close the crate door, and she doesn't really whine. She can stay in there for up to a minute, or, you know, maybe a couple minutes, but so that's really good progress.
Ah, okay. Now we Kelsey and I already have an appointment. We're going to talk by phone right after the show. we can do some more coaching and officially get set up. But that's very encouraging, Kelsey, that you can as long as you're in the room, you can close the door, and that's all we would expect at this point. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you, because this can be helpful for other people. the way you start basic crate training, what I'll have Kelsey do is when you have some time to just hang in your bedroom and, I don't know, watch TV, read a book or whatever, you're going to put Ruby in the crate and close the door. And then you're going to have her stay in the crate for 5 minutes. Okay, but she has to be quiet. So if she starts fussing, you just go over and bang the top of the crate and tell her to knock it off and be quiet. But you're not going to leave the room. You're just hanging right there. And most of them will do fine because you're there. And at the end of the 5 minutes, you get up, tell her what a good job she did in her little crate. And then you let her out and ignore her. Because they usually come out thinking, oh, it was terrible. I was locked up for a while. You just ignore her. And then in a couple of minutes, you put her back in and you go for 10 minutes. Let her out. Couple of minutes, put her back in, 15 minutes. Let her out, and then later you'd go in for 20 minutes and then 30 minutes. Now, if we can get her to the point where you can put her in, close the door, I think you said this is a wire crate?
Yes. Yep, wired crate, so she can see through it.
Yeah, sometimes we have to put a sheet or something over it to make it more den-like, to calm them down. But sounds like you're doing okay without that right now. We can talk in more detail after the show. But
Sure. Generally
speaking, for Kelsey and everyone else, when they can do 30 minutes in the crate calmly and without fussing and no objections, and they relax with you in the room, then we're ready to go and start using it. And Kelsey and I will go into more details about that but not on the air. But do you think you can start a little program like that with her?
Absolutely. Yeah. And actually, she does have a little blanket over her crate, and I think that does kind of help her to calm down
a
bit.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of sometimes like turning the lights out on a bird, you know, and throwing a towel over the bird cage. Calms them down. Okay, so I think that everybody's got a history. We know what's here. And, you know, Dr. Nils and Linda, they don't treat or diagnose. So Dr. Nils, he's already got a connection with Ruby, and you're already working on Ruby, right?
Yes, I am resetting her as you've been talking and probably getting pretty close to being done with her reset. And obviously, Kelsey's going to need a reset too.
Right. Now, so I'm assuming now you're working similar points to the ones you talked us through with Commander that we just did the remote healing?
Yes, very similar, although not exactly the same. This particular fight or flight point, for example, is not the last rib, but it's two ribs up toward the head from there. But otherwise, it's a very similar situation. And that's kind of how it works, is in the area, there's going to be something I find. And sure enough, there is.
Yeah. So that's the one thing about Dr. Nils that we don't have when we learn to do this. He's been doing this for so many decades, and has gotten so good at it that he's really tied in intuitively to all of this as well. And that's why if you say, oh, the dog's got a hip problem, he doesn't just go to work on the hip. He tunes into the dog. And then I think you've told me before, like the points that need work flash at you or something, or get a feeling. What is it like? How do you know what points to put your fingers on?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's evolved over the time that I've been doing this. But I have a system for asking yes or no questions. And so I start with that. Which side do I start on? Left side or the right side? So I get that.
Okay, so you're doing that silently in your head.
Yes.
And okay, all
right. Then I can start. Then the rest of it is kind of by feel. I can feel where those active points are, you know, the one in the neck, you know, is it the lower neck or is it an upper neck point? And I just kind of feel along till I find that point. And then the same with the rest of the body, and usually somewhere near the last rib, sometimes right up behind the shoulder, though. There, I mean, it can be anywhere. And I'll find that next active point and connect the dots. I hold one on the neck, one on the lower body somewhere, and just let the pulsation happen like we did a little bit ago for Commander.
Okay. All right. Now, Kelsey, you're open to having Linda work with you, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, by chance, did you have a chance to listen to any part of the show? Did you hear her work with other people earlier in the show?
No, I wasn't able to.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Linda, and Linda's going to give you instructions, which are very simple. And don't worry about it. You don't have to fess up to anything. That's the really cool thing about this work. She'll just tell you stuff to think about in your mind, but you don't have to tell what it is. Okay, so you're just going to follow her instructions, and we should be good. Anything else, Linda, we should tell Kelsey ahead of time since she's not experienced this before or heard it done?
No, I think we're ready to start.
All right, so that, Linda, you're in charge.
Well, it's good to meet you, Kelsey, and I'm really happy for Ruby that you found her. So I'm going to invite you to just bring into your mind Ruby and your hope for her, what your hopes are, just let whatever they are, and it may change even as you're focusing on that, but just thinking of Ruby and thinking of what your hopes are for her. Mm. Okay, and then setting all of that outside your thoughts, focus on the word calm, the feeling of being calm.
Mm.
Calm and the number two, you're holding those two things in your mind, calm. Two, just keep thinking those two things, calm, two. And your breathing is going to be taking a breath in and then exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Your eyes are closed and you're just looking just right straight ahead of you with your eyes closed, thinking calm, two, holding your breath out till you need to let it back in. And then just keep repeating, exhaling and holding your breath out, thinking calm, too.
Kelsey, you've got your eyes closed. You behind those closed eyes, you're looking straight ahead. You've taken in a deep breath and exhaled it all out. Hold it out as long as you comfortably can. But whenever you need to, take in a new breath. Let it out. Repeat that process, thinking calm, too. Calm, two. Calm, two.
Okay, perfect, Kelsey. Go ahead and breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, you're just going to tip your head forward, tucking the chin and look toward the earth. And then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then return to thinking of your hopes for Ruby. There's a little more to do, so continue thinking about your hopes for Ruby and notice how you feel as you think about these hopes you have for her. These hopes were realized, just noticing how you feel. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of satisfied, the feeling of satisfied, and the number two. And your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And this time you're just going to take a deep breath in and hold it in as long as you comfortably can. And this is a breath you're taking into the abdomen. And as soon as you need to, release that breath. Get another breath. Hold it in. Thinking satisfied too. Closed eyes looking up at the right side of your forehead.
All right, Kelsey, your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. Taking in a deep breath and hold it as long as you comfortably can. Release it whenever you need to and then replace it. Hold again whenever you need to. Thinking satisfied too. Satisfied too. Satisfied two. Satisfied two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Kelsey. And with your eyes open, you're going to tip your head forward, look at the earth, and then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then returning to your hopes for Ruby and noticing how you feel when you think about these hopes for her being realized. And that is perfect. You have released the pattern and are balanced.
Wonderful.
And I embrace the feeling of satisfied is an affirmation I'd like you to use
three times in a row, either saying it out loud or thinking it, and doing that three times a day, today, tomorrow, and the next day. And very important to, as you're doing it, feel how it feels to be satisfied. Like, notice if your body kind of settles into a kind of a feeling. I embrace the feeling of satisfied. And if there's a picture that comes in your mind that goes along with being satisfied, have that too. That will make the energy of this affirmation even more powerful.
Mm. All right, Kelsey, how are you?
Good.
Like
a breath of fresh air.
Right. And so real important, you know, part of the process and part of what you'll learn from me is, you know, when we get to work together and learn all this, is that thought directs energy and we're very powerful with our minds. So if you're working with Ruby and your mind is busy worried that this is never going to work or she might destroy the whole place and all that sort of stuff, then you're making it worse. Mm-hmm. So with the work that Linda's done, that the affirmation will help you stay in the right, you know, frame of mind. And I think, Linda, she could use this if she finds herself getting into a state of.
Well, I would use it for anything.
Okay.
I would do this as often as possible, because what we're doing, any of us, when we do these affirmations, is we're basically taking energy that we already have. We already have this energy. And we're making it big. Like, if you could imagine, like a pulse of energy coming out of your heart and filling all the space around you, even filling the room. That's what we're doing. And so that's what this affirmation is for.
Yep. So you want to generally, just to follow up this session, you're going to do the affirmation three times each time you do it. Silently or out loud, or you could write it, and then three times a day for 3 days, today, tomorrow, and the next day. And you can use it anytime in between and for as long as you like. I got an affirmation from Linda in a session, gosh, I think it was years ago, but I still use it all the time. Okay. Because it's really helpful. So now, Dr. Nils, you tuned in to Ruby and did with her, but it looked like it wasn't as extensive a work as you've had to do with some earlier callers. So how did Ruby's work go?
Yeah, it went great. She definitely needed a good thorough reset. And let's see, I'm trying to think, was there a special? It wasn't really anything in way of special points that we needed to do. It was just get her out of her fight flight response. And so, and we'll be doing more of that, a more thorough version on Thursday.
But I would imagine just a little reset now, that should make it easier for Ruby to adjust to this stuff.
Oh yeah. This will just be a really great first step.
I mean, I just can't, her nervous system just had to be stuck. I mean, there's no way it could be in good bed with what she's been through. So this has got to help. I mean, certainly not going to hurt. It's got to help. So, Kelsey, I think that's all we can do today. But you and I are going to talk after the show. And then we can discuss more and get prepared for when we're going to get together and what our plan is in between now and then. Sound good?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'll talk to you. We'll talk about 12:30 after the show today. Okay.
Okay, sounds great. All right. Thank you all.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. Boy, that's felt like a powerful one, too. All righty, Nathan. So what is your pleasure? Do you want to do a little longer break and put everything together?
Let's just go ahead and do that just in case somebody calls in at the last minute. We don't get interrupted during the phone call.
Yeah, I figured we might just do one and we'll do everything together and then we'll have done our duty. So we can cover current events and take another phone call if we need to. So, by the way, anybody, if you want a free remote treatment with Dr. Nils or Linda or both, you need to call in now because otherwise we'll be out of time. And remember, Nathan just kicks us out at noon. I mean, he's not nice at all. He just kicks us out. So you got to call in now. 425-373 5527, 425-373-5527, or toll free 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Nerlhawk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from everybody this hour, practically. We heard from Linda. Now, Linda Rasmussen, you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. Linda works out of an office, actually, and that's the Interspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery. I was just thinking it was so funny when Roberta called and she said, how close is Linda to I-90? I just assumed she's talking about your office and our on I-90. But no, she was talking about Idaho. And the highways go elsewhere other, but anyway. So Linda's in the old Rainier Brewery in the Interspace facility. She can work with you in person at her office or over the phone remotely or Zoom or some way, shape, or form, but she works remotely as well. And as you're learning, this treatments remotely are every bit as powerful as in person, sometimes more powerful. So you can do it either way. And Linda, you continue to offer a free introductory session to anybody that calls or texts you, right?
Yes, I do.
And working with you on the radio doesn't count. They can still have a free session with you.
No,
so if you got a session with Linda today and you haven't had one her in person, you can have a free introductory session. And all you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And that number is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And as long as we're at it, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, his website is healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. And he always does a free telephone evaluation. So you fill out the contact link and he'll have a phone call with you and tell you how he can help and get you set up. Now, we also heard from Natasha Venter. She's our kind of psychic gal and intuitive reader, a communicator, feng shui gal, and a personal awareness coach. And she does a regular podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on her YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter AC. You can check her out at her website, which is angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. And she's available for private readings in person or over the phone. You can find her at some of the psychic fairs these days. She's doing those rounds. And next week is the third Sunday of the month. So that means she'll be with us here on Animal World. It'll be Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other with Natasha and personal awareness coaching. So I hope you'll join us next week. And I imagine we'll probably talk to Kelsey and Ruby again next week because, that Aunt Martha wants Natasha to tune in. And I want to know as much about where this dog came from and what's gone on in her life, before I go to work with them. So hopefully we can arrange another call next week to see if we can't figure out the details of the background of Ruby and where she came from. Alrighty then. So, and if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We would love to have you. Shoot me an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then. So it looks like we don't have any phone call that we have to go to. So it must be time for current events. Alrighty, speaking of entertainment, how about some Halloween entertainment? Up at the Northwest Stream Center in South Everett at McCollum Park. It's that time of year, and it's all about bats. And the date is different than what I have been giving you. They changed it. It is going to be Saturday, October 20th at 7 p.m. That's Saturday, October, or Friday, October 20th at 7 p.m. And $5, I think, if you're a member, and $7 if you're not. And they would love you to call and let them know you're coming. And you call them at 425-316-8592, 425-316-8592. But it's all about bats coming up on October 20th at the Northwest Stream Center. No, let's see. I think we got another something going. Yeah, we got Cattoberfest. 2023, and this is the South County Cats 16th annual feline festival and fundraiser, and that's going to be at Renton Technical College on Saturday, October 21st, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. They'll have kids activities, exhibits, raffles, artisans, vendors, cat themed marketplace, and more. And South County Cats' mission is to reduce intake rates at our local shelters and save lives through spaying and neutering. The admission to the festival and fundraiser is free. And they're also having an online auction, which will go from October 12th through the 15th. And then you can pick up items at the live event on the 21st. So if you go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events, then there'll be, you know, links where you can get more information about this event. And also Rhonda usually puts up some of the great graphics that Northwest Stream Center sends out. And there were some really good, good ones with the, All About Bats, coming up. So that pretty much covers current events for this week. And if you have, you know, do something nonprofit that helps animals and you would like a free listing on current events on the website and on the air, all you got to do is contact me. And you, again, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can just call me 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. Well, alrighty then. So I think we are all caught up. Did you start
I've got
to
an idea.
Oh, well, oh my, well, let's find out what that is. What's your idea?
Well, yeah, well, the idea is, hey, what about if some of our listeners who have participated in the Commander Peace for Commander event we just had an hour ago, if they wanted to call in and discuss what they felt as they were going through it, or if they have, if it brought up questions for them about, you know, the work, they wanted to ask a question just, you know, in case somebody would like to relate to what we experienced there an hour ago.
All right. Are any of you guys paying attention? Did you hear that? 425-373-5527. Let us know you're actually listening and paying attention, and call in and let us know. Did you feel anything when you were doing the work on Commander? Did you feel the pulses? Did you feel the energy in your hands? I certainly, you know, when you rub your hands together like that, I certainly feel the heat and the vibration and all of that. And I think I had faint pulsing to start with right after the rubbing together, but I don't feel much, didn't feel much after that. But anyway, we'd love to hear from you, or do you have any questions about it? 425-373-5527. Don't have much time unless, but call in if you can. Doesn't look like anybody's screaming to their phone and calling rapidly here. But Dr. Nails, you know, have moved out of the area and to Idaho. So there are many of us here that were worked with you in person one-on-one, but now you're not here, so we're doing things remotely. And you used to come to my house once a month and work on me and all my animals. Well, now we do a Zoom session,
right?
And which is wonderful. But now you sent out, you send out an email, well, every week or every other week or something, usually on Sundays.
Right.
It'll be a video of a session you did, but I didn't get to see the video. I didn't have time this morning, but I read, and it was a testimonial from one of your clients.
Right. Yeah. Tracy, who used to drive up from Whidbey Island to my house, which was, you know, she had a ferry boat ride and, you know, I mean, it was a good hour
a
plus. Yeah. And now she's, you know, more like probably close to 4 hours away in Montana. And so she said, well, let's do this, you know, on a Zoom call. And so she wrote a very lovely testimonial, which is in my newsletter.
Didn't she say, I think she was a little hesitant to do the remote stuff.
Yeah.
Wasn't she questioning whether or not, you know, I've always worked with him in person and, oh, I don't know about the remote stuff.
Right.
That was kind of what...
Right. And here's the thing. And this is a question in a lot of people's minds. It's not so much, will this work? Although I'm sure that might be in there. But in her case, it was, am I going to be able to actually do this? Right. That's okay. What a lot of people, it's like, can I do this? And the answer is yes. Because when I'm feeling my way and I'm guiding you, we're doing what I would be doing in person. I'm just guiding you to touch the points, put in the sensory input. And so even if you don't feel the pulses and all the things that I'm feeling, what's happening is still happening because I'm doing the work as if I was there and you are touching the places that need to be touched. So the brain becomes aware of those places in physical space and it all happens. And it's really as good as having me there.
Yeah, and I think in her like testimonial, she wrote that, that's the way you worked with her on Zoom and that she put her fingers where you told her to.
Right.
But what she said, what blew her away was the dog had the same reaction that the dog would have when you worked on the dog in person, had
exactly.
The same calm, relaxed out, did exactly the same thing. And that's what really, I think, you know, was the kicker for her. And it was like, wow, I really can do this.
Because the dog
the same way.
Goes from fidgeting to lying down to eyes closed and snoring, yawning. I mean, all the things that the dogs do when I work on them. And yes, she was experiencing all of that. So, and of course, the results were great.
Speak for themselves. Yes. Yeah. So kind of in my mind, there's actually two kind of remotes that you
do. Yes, that's true.
All right. So I'm not so off base. One remote involves Zoom and the people having the animal with them, and you have them put their hands on and you work through them.
Yes.
The other remote, I think you call just a straight remote.
I call it pure remote, yeah.
And the owner is not involved. You just remotely work on the animal.
Because pretty much in every case, I'll have a picture of the animal sent to me or a video. And so I will be able to easily visualize being with that animal. And I just go through the process as if we were in the same room, touching all the points and doing everything just like I would, except for, you know, there's no actual touching of the physical body. And while I like that part of it, the touching, I like to do it myself. I like to have other people do it because of the sensory input to the brain. Nevertheless, this energy balancing still works even without it.
Yeah, and I know, and that's the way we do. Well, we Zoom because I like to see, you know, Dr. Nels and communicate. But I don't have a setup well in my office to have the room to be able to be on Zoom and also have my animals in, you know, in sight, so that it just doesn't physically work real well.
It's
so
challenging for a lot of folks. Yes.
Yeah, so, but I just want to let you all know. So I didn't stress out about it and try to make it work. I just said, no, we're just going to do straight remotes.
Yeah.
Well, it works just fine.
And in my next newsletter, I think either that or the one after it, I'm going to put in one from our friend Renee and her dog Panama. And I'm just going to put in a little excerpt of some of my discussion with her about what happened after we did pure remote for Panama.
Wonderful.
So, Yeah.
Wonderful. Because Renee's actually part of the animal world family. She calls in from time to time every once in a while. Yeah. We've talked to her many times over the years. So, yeah. Oh, I can't wait to hear that story. So the best way for people to get a hold of you still these days is through the website, healingministryforanimals.com.
Right.
And
I was going to say, and, you know, they can call my phone, but it's if you don't have the wherewithal to do the computer, then you can call my phone. I keep thinking I've got to change this phone number, but I have so many, because here's the thing. When you're in Idaho, if you call a contractor, a local contractor with a phone number from the Seattle area,
they just don't want to talk to you. Yeah, they don't realize that maybe you moved with your phone number, you know.
Yeah, right. So anyway, so I may have to get a local number. But in the meantime, it's so tied up in so much of what I do. So it's still 425-238-2668.
All right. Wonderful. Now, Linda, you also obviously work with people in person, and you do the family best. So you work with families and that sort of thing. But you also work remotely.
Yes, I do. Actually, I do most of my work remotely since COVID.
Oh, okay. So you do something similar to Dr. Nils, but I don't think you don't have people put fingers on themselves or anything. You do a pure remote. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, it's generally pure remote unless I'm working with a parent who has a child.
I just got that flash that maybe you might do that with a parent and child. So you do sometimes.
Yeah,
do that.
I have done that. And it's the same kind of thing. They just set their camera so I can see the child's body and then just say, you know, take this finger on this hand and put it here. And they do that. And it's very effective. But, you know, the remote, passive remote is so powerful. And the people's brains are so powerful. So if I tell someone the way we're doing on the radio to hold the, you know, energy of a particular word, they are changing themselves in that moment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's instantaneous. And so and that's why I have so many people who do remote work now after COVID, because initially they couldn't come in or didn't want to. And now it's like, hey, I can do this from my home. I don't have to drive.
I don't have to go in. It is a whole lot easier. Yeah.
You know, and after I'm all blissed out from my session, I don't have to jump in the car. You know, it's very popular, but I love seeing people in person and would welcome anyone who wants to come to my office to do that.
Okay, and remember, she is offering always a free introductory session to anyone, and being working with Linda on the radio doesn't count. So even if you've worked with us on the radio, you can still have a free in-person or remote session with Linda. So you can make contact through the website. It's verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. Or you can just call or text her and let her know you'd like a free session, or that you want to talk to her about, or whatever you want to do. The number that you call or text is 206-841-1992. All righty then. I think we've done a pretty good job of covering the bases today. And I'm delighted to say, Nathan, I still have blue sky and beautiful sunshine up here. So I'm
struggling to get that way over here. I mean, it's
you're still all clouded up down there.
Bit more even of a gray. It's not as like a rolling clouds with the darker gray and the lighter gray.
It's like a totally different place.
Yeah.
I'm just like blue sky.
But I do see a little bit of blueness up to the north. So it's starting to work its way over. Yeah.
That would be me. All right. Now I want everybody thinking really good thoughts. That the sun stays out and that my grass is dry enough that I can go out and cut the grass after I talk to Kelsey and Ruby. Okay. So let's hold that thought. Martha gets to cut her grass after Kelsey and Ruby. So anyway, next week, third Sunday of the month, that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, or Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on this side or the other, personal awareness coaching, feng shui, and all that good stuff with Natasha Venter. And so I hope you will plan to join us, call in with your questions for either one of us. or for a personal reading with Natasha. And golly, thank you so much, Dr. Nels. Say hi to the Darrington folks. Did they make it yet?
Yes, I heard the dogs went off barking, so they must be here now.
Okay, because we didn't hear anything, so we didn't get to hear the dogs bark. That's
as soon as they started, I hit the mute button.
Oh, darn, I was looking forward to hearing the dogs. All righty. But anyway, you have fun with your neighbors. And Linda, thank you so much, and a blessed safe flight home, because you're flying home tonight, right? So,
yes, indeed.
Carry you safely through the skies. And Nathan, thank you so much. I appreciate all the tap dancing you do when you're the only one in the studio to handle everything. You do such a marvelous job. And let's everybody one more time say happy birthday to Nathan.
Happy birthday, Nathan.
30 whole years. Yeah, a whole decade of happy birthdays for Nathan. Yep. And 30 is like the new 10. So he's still a baby. All righty then. We are done. We are out of here. So have a great Sunday afternoon, everybody. And see you next week. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.